Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts, and this is Season 5, Episode 156 of this Daily Study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we conclude this week's study of our Come Follow Me materials, studying in Hebrews chapters 1 to 6 in the week of October the 30th to November the 5th. Today I just wanted to record a shorter episode and have a look at a couple of verses which are fairly well known in Hebrews, particularly when speaking about the authority of the priesthood. For us as Latter-day Saints, it is an important concept, an important principle that the Lord's work of salvation is led by his priesthood, that the priesthood authority that is given to, initially, the presence of the church and the quorum of the 12 apostles, is then shared by priesthood keys down through chains which are linked back to this president who is given these keys by the Quorum of the Twelve, who received it from previous Quorum of the Twelve members, who ultimately received it from Peter, James and John, who received it from Christ himself. And this fact of authority can be delegated to local leaders, ward and stake leaders, and these priesthood keys unlock the use of the priesthood, the priesthood authority, in all callings in the church. Men and women hold priesthood power in their calling when they are set apart. And so this is an interesting few verses to make sure we reflect on as we kind of think about this, that the priesthood is something which we can't seek for, or well, we can seek to attain it in the sense that we can live in a way that would help us to be able to receive it, but it is something which is given to us, it passed on to us by laying on of hands. I was listening to an interesting podcast, and I'd recommend you listening to it. It's from Fair LDS, or whatever it's called these days. It's changed its name a couple of times, but it's I'm actually going to find it because I think it's worth referring to it specifically here. Each week, around the Monday or so, a podcast is released from Latter-day Saint Faircast is the title of the podcast. But it's given by Jennifer Roach, who used to be an evangelical Christian. And so she takes each Come Follow Me segment specifically from the New Testament, because of course this is very applicable, and talks about any questions that an evangelical might have based on that week's reading. And so this week she talked about ordination, priesthood ordination, and how we ordain, or the aim is to ordain every worthy male in the church with priesthood authority to perform priesthood ordinances, and how this to an evangelical may seem unusual, considering that they only have, you know, that the pastor of their congregation with that sort of authority, not the lay membership themselves. It was really fascinating because she talked about the two differences, but actually how there are a lot of similarities, how a bishop in an evangelical church oversees a group of priesthood holders. So this bishop kind of oversees a collection of congregations and supports the bishop or the pastors in charge of those congregations. Well, actually, That's a similarity. It's the same in our church. A bishop does oversee and support priesthood members in our wards. The difference is, of course, is that we have one contained geographical area where there is a bishop, and then a number of priesthood holders, which is the lay membership. I just thought it was a really fascinating link and similarity between the two, which I wasn't really aware of. But we have here verse 4, which talks about how it is not taken upon themselves, but they are called of God. And no man taketh this honour unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. It's an important aspect that we need the priesthood in order to act in God's name. President Joseph Fielding Smith said this, quote, "Man cannot act legally in the name of the Lord unless he is vested with the priesthood, which is divine authority. No man has the power or the right to take this honour to himself. Unless he is called of God, as was Aaron, he has no authority to officiate in any of the ordinances of the gospel. Should he do so, his act is not valid or recognized in the heavens. The Lord said that his house is a house of order, and he has given the commandment that no man shall come unto the Father but by his divine law, which is established in the heavens." It's a close quote. It is a simple concept, something which we understand very much so. that the priesthood is used to not bless or lift ourselves up, but to serve and to love and to support others. In verse 5, it continues, "So also Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today I have begotten thee." So even Christ himself was given this authority with the purpose to support, lift and bless others. And he had that desire to with charity, bless the lives of others. Elder Dietrich Buchdorf said, quote, "Christ is the source of all true priesthood authority and power on earth. It is his work in which we are privileged to assist. We do not act for personal gain, but rather we seek to serve and to lift up others. We lead not by force, but through persuasion, long-suffering, gentleness and meekness, and by love unfeigned." Close quote. So I think that you know, summarizes in a nice way what the priesthood is and how it should be used and how it is given by God and how it should then be used once given. Thank you so much for listening today. Hope you enjoyed the study, and please join with us next week as we begin our new study as well. Until we meet again.